Beneath Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 28, God Revealed in Relationships. Have you ever longed for deeper relationships? When I was young, I felt hurt by many relationships and sometimes dreamed of becoming a hermit to get away from people and bad relationships. But that was not what I really wanted. What I really wanted and needed was good relationships with other people. I desire to be known, accepted, and loved by others. Where does such a desire come from? I conclude again that this is part of God's nature reflected in us. God values deep relationships. I'll repeat that main point. God values deep relationships. Even most simple forms of life require some kind of physical relationship to happen for reproduction. As we consider more complex forms of life, relationships between individuals play an increasingly important role. The higher the form of life, the more important relationships appear to be. Consider the highest form of natural life we are aware of, people. It seems obvious that relationships are a hugely important part of our lives. This leads me to believe that for God, arguably the highest form of life, relationships are very important. God is into relationships, deep relationships. He is not, as some have hypothesized, far away and disinterested. On the contrary, part of his purpose in creation appears to be all about relationship. I conclude that God wants relationship with us. I'll repeat that main point. God wants relationship with us. Let's consider some specific kinds of relationships. First, let's look at parents and their children. Why did God make us so utterly helpless at the point of our birth? Why did God make us so dependent on our parents for so many years? I see from this that God must value close interdependent relationships. God does not intend for us to live alone and independent of others. Further, it seems reasonable that parent-child relationships have some similarities to the relationship that God wants to have with us, with God being our provider and caregiver and us as his children. Consider parental love and devotion for their children. Where does this come from? Again, it looks like its source is in how God made us. Perhaps God gave us the love which we naturally have for our children so that we could better understand his love for us. Consider another important human relationship, romantic love between a man and a woman. Where does romantic love come from? Why do we desire a romantic and physically intimate relationship? Again, this seems to be part of how God made us. Why did God make us this way? Apparently, because deep, intimate relationships are very important to God. Based on this discussion, I conclude that the love God has for people is like a parent's love for a child and is passionate like romantic love. I'll repeat that main point. The love God has for people is like a parent's love for a child and is passionate like romantic love. For further reflection, are there other aspects of human relationships which you think reveal something about God?